Welcome to Dinner at Andy's.
We don't have time for all that, Ken. We've got a lot of mail to answer.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever you were about to say, Ken, it can't be more important than the promise we made to our listeners last week.
I agree.
That we would open every piece of mail we received.
Yes, thank you to all the listeners who have sent us.
We don't have time for that, Ken. We have a whole mailbag.
All right, you want me to open the mailbag?
Well, hold on. Have you been? Now I'm scared. Wait, before you open the first letter, what do you think? Okay, we have over 40 letters, 41, 42 letters.
Let's listen to them.
Yeah.
Because we've never had a mailbag before.
Okay, what are you going to
do? This is new for me.
You're going to hold the mailbag up and jostle the letters around?
No, I'm just going to empty the mailbag right in front of the microphone.
It's a nice pile of mail. It's a healthy pile. Now, what do you anticipate these listeners had to say?
Go to hell.
Probably a lot of go to hell.
Yeah.
Do you think they're like promoting their bands or their websites or their little...
I doubt it.
Businesses?
No. I think they might be...
Do you think they're going to have suggestions for shows?
I don't know. Let's open the first one.
Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
We've received... We should explain. We're not taking calls today unless...
Right.
Unless you want to call. But we're not answering calls. We'll take the calls, but we're not going to answer. Is that our policy?
Yes, I will put the call on the air, but we're not going to say a word.
201-209-9368.
We've never tried that, actually.
It's been my dream.
All right, here's a letter from L.A., Andy.
Oh, okay. What's it say?
Dear Ken and Andy, thanks for 31 years of silliness. I've listened since the earliest days of streaming online, and your voices have become familiar, and oddly enough, comforting. Best regards, Nick. And a big shout out to Aaron in Minneapolis for the recent excellent clip show. Oh, thank you, Nick. What a nice letter.
Sounds like...
Nothing wrong with that letter.
Sounds like they like me a lot more than they like you. That's the impression I got.
I wouldn't say that.
Here's one from... are we allowed to give last names?
I wouldn't.
Okay, nope. This is from Michael Sprague.
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that, really.
Oh, okay. Dear Radio. He's from New York.
Dear Radio.
Okay. Yeah. I want a Mercedes-Benz. My street is littered with Porsches. I don't want them. I've worked hard all my life. I've occasionally donated to your station. I have a color TV. It just sells me cars. Please send me a Mercedes-Benz. And then it goes on a little bit. Or a tank. Enclosed is a state-issued Ukrainian stamp.
Nice.
Oh, it's a real stamp from the Ukraine. Oh,
wow.
I'm gonna bring that home. I think he sent it to me.
Well, no, there's two of them.
I know, but I think he sent them both to me.
Well, I would like one.
I know, but he sent them both to me. The envelope is
what's it say?
It says Ken and Andy, but yeah. Andy is slightly bigger.
I think. Oh, did he use a different typewriter?
No. Okay. Okay, you can have one. Well, thank you, Michael. And we're not...
Michael and Amanda, thank you.
Michael and Amanda, we're not revealing last names. I guess that's our policy.
Yes, that
Sprague.
Is. Wow, Russian warship. Oh, man, this is great. It's a Ukrainian stamp.
Is it?
Of a Ukrainian soldier who, it would appear, has just sunk a Russian warship. Nice.
That's an official Ukrainian stamp.
All right, I'm going to open up the next letter here.
Oh, that is cool. Okay, I'll take one. You'll take one.
All right, Andy, this one's from...
I didn't know they'd be sending us stuff.
Nazareth, PA.
Is there a check in there?
No.
Check again. Is there a check in the envelope?
No check.
Okay. Let's move on then.
From Sue in Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Dear Ken and Andy, longtime listener, first time writer...
Yep.
I just wanted to say a few words on the air.
Yep.
Effluvium.
Yep.
Delectable.
Yep.
Ignominious.
Yep.
Also, I have a question. Is WFMU in the metaverse? Answer, sincerely, Sue A. in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
No, we are not in the metaverse.
I don't even know what that could mean.
You know, it's Mark Zuckerberg's
his
imaginary...
Okay, now look what I got. Look what I opened, my friend.
Well, there's money in there.
Yeah, there's money in there. This is from California, from Toluca Lake, California. Ken and Andy, holy moly. There's a, oh, it's from Grant.
It's from Grant, your protege.
But wait, wait, why would he send me money? I guess I'd have to read this to get the answer. Buddy, I just wanted to take a moment. Thank you for many years of laughs and tears. The tears are you, Ken.
No, I think they're tears of
joy. I have
a
question for each of you. Andy, as an entertainment professional. Oh, look, there's no quotes around professional. What do you do when you don't get the job? I know rejection is part of the game. I'm always interested. I put on, good question, Grant. I put on the Eagles. I put on The Long Run. You know that song, The Long Run?
Yeah.
Crank it up. Take off all my clothes except for my undies. Uh-huh. And I dance around the living room for 4 hours.
Listening to The Long Run.
Yeah. Who will go the distance? Well, we'll find out in the long run.
Yeah, I guess that's better than dancing in the nude to New Kid in Town.
Yeah. Well, it worked for me, Grant. See if it works for you. That song again, The Long Run. The artist, The Eagles. Can you? Okay, this is a question for Ken. Can you teach the younger listeners about the magic of self-addressed stamped envelopes? I have included one with this letter. Yes, we didn't ask for a self-addressed.
Right.
Could I possibly get a bumper sticker signed by you and Andy in return? He did send a $10 donation, and all he wants is a bumper sticker.
A signed bumper sticker.
Here you go. What, no, this is for the station?
Yeah, that's for the station.
Yeah, is this really going to go to the station?
Yes, it's really going to go to the station.
I guess you need it. Ken is...
I could mail him back the $10 and give him the bumper sticker
that'd
for
be
free,
great.
Too. I could do that.
Ken is hoping to raise enough money this year for an opium den on the second floor. An FMU opium den.
Oh, we already have one on the second floor.
You have one on the third floor.
I'm hoping to put one on every floor.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you're on the opium den on the fourth floor. You got to walk down all those stairs to get to the...
Yeah, I mean, if you're...
To the VIP opium den.
Right, if you're nodding, it's hard to navigate.
An opium den on every floor. That's our motto. Hey, here's one I'm opening. It's from Jersey City. There's no name on it.
You're just ripping them open.
Well, why don't you rip them open? This is such a sweet one. It's a little card. It's from our DJ Lorraine.
Uh-huh.
Do you know them? Do you know her?
I know of DJ Lorraine from the chat board. It's got a cow in it.
Yeah. Did she design this card or did she buy it?
I don't know.
Hey, a little look. You want to see a little trick, you can see how much they spent on the cards. If you look, there's a little code on the back.
I've
when you get a greeting card.
Yep, I've known that since I was a little
Yeah,
kid.
There's a way to tell what they spent.
Yeah.
And the DJ Lorraine spent $20,000
on that
card.
I think you're misreading the code.
Or maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to open one? You're just picking, you're not taking the top one?
No.
No, you're being more selective?
Okay. I'll take the top one.
Oh, and you brought a letter opener.
I gave you have a letter opener right in front of you.
Oh, I have one too.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
All right, this is from our old friend John Kay in New York City, who did such a great 7-second delay animation with Nick B.
Oh, great.
Okay, so we got a letter from John Kay's daughter, Eleanor. Let's take a look at this.
Okay.
Ooh, this is very cool. It's she's a very good artist. She drew a picture of Bart Simpson next to a chicken and wrote, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" Do you want to guess the answer?
I know the classic joke.
Oh. Well, her answer is, "'Cause why not?" And then...
I have a variation of that.
Okay.
Why did the chicken hang himself?
I don't know why.
To get to the other side.
That's good.
Thanks, Kenny.
Okay.
We've got to move on.
Got hang on. I'm reading John
Kay. Okay, read faster.
Yeah, okay.
Faster.
Good. Lots of good drawings from
Change
Eleanor.
Gears.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Change gears.
Yeah.
Faster.
And now the letter from John Kay.
Oh, okay. There's a letter.
Yeah. Dear Ken and Andy, longtime listener, first-time letter writer, love the show, can't believe I got through.
Okay.
Saddened to hear that the viewing...
Would you say you're almost done with that letter?
No, I'm not even halfway.
Okay.
Saddened to hear that the viewing party for the Andymation Festival was canceled. I was looking forward to wearing my 7-second delay magical T-shirt and demanding $2 from each of you.
I remember that fondly. Would you say the letter's half over now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, yes, John, we are going to reschedule the viewing party.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I think we should.
You've decided to?
Well, because now, you know, COVID and the flu have subsided a bit, so.
Oh, let's should I take out my calendar?
And I've got cancer anyway.
You want to lock in on a date?
Not at this moment.
Great to joke about cancer in the middle of a comedy show.
Yeah.
You don't have cancer. Anyone listening, you don't have cancer.
I don't.
Okay. You can't have a colonoscopy.
No, I got pre-cancer.
Yeah. Next time, if you want to save some money, I'll do the colonoscopy.
It's like AP Bio.
Yeah. Ken, you're going to be around. You're going to bury me.
Well, I don't care if I bury you. Who am I? There was somebody I was just thinking, like, as long as I...
You want to outlive?
I want to outlive Bob Dylan.
Is that your goal?
Yeah, that's one of my goals.
For me, Stephen Stills.
All right. We're on. Where were you when you heard that the Cross died?
Oh, just now. I can't believe it. I can't believe David. I think most people, this was their reaction. Really? He made it to 81? I just pray. Why don't we take a minute now and pray that no other celebrities die this year? Okay. That's it. We've had our fill.
Okay.
Okay. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be a miracle?
More, yeah. No.
We can't afford to lose them.
We can do it. I know we can do it.
They're our royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, can't afford to lose anymore.
We're 1/12 of the way into the year. We can definitely make it to December 31st without another celebrity dying. I feel it.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That's all I ask, God. Okay, so this is from Jersey City. Dear Ken and Andy, longtime listener, first-time writer, can't believe you've opened my card in the green envelope. Yes, yes, yes. If there's anything the show has taught us is, quote, don't be afraid to be different. That's a quote. Thank you for 15-plus years of laughter. You helped us raise our sons. Oh, God. Lawsuit coming. Hope this helps the show this week. It's Michelle and Gary. And the kids, Milo and Zane. Is that our friend Zane?
I don't know. Let me look at the last name.
There was no last name. I'm sorry. That's
yes.
The last name. Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, we were just chatting about Zane.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's another one from Maplewood, Andy.
Oh, Maplewood,
that's
around the corner. Oh,
my gosh, this one appears to be...
oh, dear God.
It's typed out.
I know. Oh, it's
pages. They even attached two different pages together because there was some kind of
print. Can you just give us a gist of it?
A printer mishap.
Well, maybe they had an AI program.
It looks like they're using Arial. Really nice typeface.
Okay. We don't need to hear about the typeface. Go.
Okay, this is from John.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 and what, dear Ken and Andy, blah, 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 and whatever else. Plus, I just got a puppy, chihuahua, pitbull mix. Good mix. Very cute and cuddly, and she loves chicken wings. No kidding, but I guess most of us do, so no big deal, right? You guys remind me of the time, like the time Mount St. Helens blew, and the Fed covered up the fact that a full enclave of Yetis was wiped out by the pyroclastic flow.
Thank you.
Flow.
Just skip to the end.
Okay. Anyway, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Perfect.
Yours truly, John Ray. Please tell more jokes about hitchhikers.
Or maybe we'll go hitchhiking. We'll bring a tape recorder.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah,
that would
be us standing on the side of the road for an hour.
Well, that would be the pre-rape segment of the hitchhiking show. That would be the segment you'll look on very fondly. Okay. My next one is from Anthony. We're not giving last names.
Right, unless they sign their last name.
Okay, and I open it up. Oh, and it's it's like a kidnap letter.
It's a ransom note.
Yeah, like ransom note letters cut from magazines.
Cut out letters.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be this guy's magazine. Go to hell, Andy. Long live Ken. Sounds like he has a definite favorite. And there's some cutouts of cigars, and it's appreciated.
Mojitos.
And I'll open the next one. Oh, my God, this is addicting. This is from...
Makes you feel like a real disc jockey.
This is from... Yeah, it does. In 1967.
Yeah, like Murray the K or...
Yeah. They got real fan mail.
Long John Neville.
I've never gotten fan mail like this. Have you?
No, never.
This is kind of a hoot.
I know.
Okay, this is from Susan in Kennelton, New Jersey.
Kennelon.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Kennelon. Thank you. Don't ever correct me in front of the listeners again.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, she calls herself Polly. Ken and Andy, I'm going to have to read this quickly. We only have a minute per card. Here's a recycled card and has dogs. You both like dogs. At least I know Ken does.
I like dogs. I really like dogs.
1 to 10. How much do you like dogs?
10.
Damn it. Oh, boy, you really do.
Yeah.
Shoot, you beat me. Okay. I tried to find a card with the... can't read this. Hand sanitizer. Oh, okay. But none of the free cards had them. Although, okay. So what fun idea to prove you can. Still, here's some script. Now you just have to read it. She wrote it in the script. It's the proof to you. You have not forgotten how to read script. In closing, first-time card sender, long-time listener. Your friend. I have a friend. Look, she signed it, your friend.
Your friend Polly.
Yeah. So now I have a total of four friends.
Is Polly your second best friend?
Polly is number four. I don't know her. How could she be my second best friend? She's the only friend I have I don't hate. Santa Clarita, California. I believe that's where Hitchcock set his movie Shadow of a Doubt.
Really?
Santa Clarita, yeah. Okay. I'm opening mine.
Why don't you use the letter opener?
Why don't you go to hell? Why don't you let me open my letters the way I want? Hey, it's from my friend Tom. Okay. I would have recognized the handwriting if it had said Pasadena. This is a friend of mine, Tom, a legendary comedy writer. So you know this is going to be great. Are you ready?
Are you ready to
be entertained?
What's his last name?
Tom Gamble. Are you ready? Ready?
I know that.
To learn?
Name.
Yeah.
He was on our show.
He was?
At the UCB Theater.
He came swinging. Well, if you know Seinfeld or The Simpsons or Letterman, you've seen his name. Get ready. Take lessons. You're about to go to comedy school. This is from a professional comedy writer. Dear Andy, Dash, I'm writing to tell you I'm dying. I thought you should know. Please keep it under your hat. I'm not telling a lot of people. Oh my God, that's great that I gave his last name. And while we were in Iceland, we did go to Iceland with him. I had an affair with Beth. She said I was better than Andy, but that's not saying much. Unquote. Thank you for all the laughs over the years.
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks, Tom.
Well, there is some bad news about his health, but some good news. I can dump my wife. She's off with Tom Gamble.
All right, this one's from Alyssa in Lansing, Michigan. And it looks like she sent us something. Oh, yeah, a lottery card and a quarter. Look at that.
Okay.
A Hot 7 lottery card. Dear Ken and Andy, since coming home from holiday travels at the beginning of the month, my husband Daniel and I have been watching our orchid die slowly. We bought it last Feb at an orchid show for $25 because we had been gifted a flower pot specifically designed for orchids. Get this, Andy. We even splurged for the special orchid fertilizer.
I'm moving on. Dear Ken and Andy, mine is from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Anyway, hope
please
y'all
accept my sincere. Go ahead.
Anyway,
please accept. Go ahead.
Hope
please
y'all
accept my sincere apologies for not calling last week for my submission of the short old Sonality bourbon. I don't understand that reference. As it happened, I was attending our darling daughter's indoor soccer match. I could not tear myself away. Before I explain the short, I'm sorry. Oh, he had a movie on last week.
Oh, cool!
My guy. He signed it ACT. Do you remember his?
Yes.
Oh, the Sonality Bourbon movie.
Yeah.
Okay, now he wants to explain the movie. I must correct Ken's pronunciation of the name. It's not pronounced Actapoft. It is best rendered the way Mr. Gabby Hayes, he miswrote Gabby, does at the beginning of each verse of the Butthole Surfer song, The Lady Sniff. Do you know that song?
Gibby Haynes, yeah.
Oh, Gibby Haynes. I'm sorry. Of course, I mispronounce it. Or just call me ACK, A-C-T, A-C-K. About the short, I did not produce it myself, but I did edit it. The short aired on Raleigh Access Cable in 93. It was written and directed by my brother-in-law. As you know, cable companies used to provide videography classes as a public service. Okay, so the brother-in-law took a class. I'm skipping ahead. We only have a minute. The bourbon spot is a takeoff. Oh, okay. I think I do remember that little clip. It was very funny. If you could play the audio of the commercial on your show, I'd be much obliged. It's not the same as a wax monkey, but it would be nice. Okay.
Why do you get to read the entire letter?
That was a mistake. That was a miscalculation.
I only get to read the first.
You can read it. Just you read over me.
Quarter. This is from Dan in Providence. It's a card.
This is from Edgewater, New Jersey.
It's a Happy Thanksgiving card.
Okay.
And I'm looking to see how much he paid for the card.
Long-time listener, first-time writer.
It doesn't say on the back. And then an apology card with it that says, "Sorry, whatever happened to the Home Depot show? Hugs and kisses, Dan."
You know what I have still somewhere? Oh, if Bethy is listening, she can confirm.
Explain the Home Depot show.
We were going to get orange aprons.
That do not say Home Depot.
Yeah, we're going to mic ourselves up, get orange aprons, walk around Home Depot, and give bad advice to people. Right?
Still want to do it.
I have.
If we can get an hour, if we can make it an hour.
I have the orange aprons. We ordered the orange aprons.
Oh, do you have one for me too?
Yes. We've invested the money, although I haven't seen them. If Bethy's listening. Or maybe she's off with Tom Gamble.
Yeah.
Look, as long as she's happy.
Oh, you mean making love?
Yeah.
With that's Tom what I mean. Gamble? Like, well, yeah.
That was my friend Tom Gamble.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. This is from Edgewater. Long-time listener, first-time writer in New Orleans for a friend's wedding. Okay, so he lives in Edgewater. He's writing this from New Orleans. I figured Andy would be too lazy to open an envelope, so he wrote a postcard. Wishing you, against all odds, a successful episode.
Wow.
And
short and sweet.
Unless I misread it, there's no name there.
It's from, okay. From Edgewater.
And this is from... Oh, my God, his address and name have been redacted. That's scary.
Yeah.
Look, he's crossed it out. Sorry, I left a loaf of Wonder Bread and a gallon of juice on your steps 20 years ago at your house.
He's writing to you?
Dear Andy.
Do you recall that?
I think I did. I think I do understand. Recall that. I understand how this could affect a celebrity such as yourself, tasked with protecting your family, but obviously without the tools to do so. I have always feared that this attempt at a kind gesture permanently ended the "Hi Andy, it's your stalker" routine on 7 second delay. Did you enjoy the bread? I guess, let me think, 20 years ago, I guess I do recall, you kicked out the singer of my high school band at my urging. Do you remember that show?
Yes, I do remember that. That's a famous show.
Instituted by Ken. We played the Pat Duncan show 6 months later. Okay, and that was, oh, it was from Brett. And we're not giving away last names.
Wilson. Right.
Wilson.
All right, this one's from Patrick in Milltown,
How would New you Jersey. Say this is going?
Great. Hi, Ken. Hello, Andy. Love the show. Can't believe my letter got through.
Who do you say first, me or you?
Allow me to tell you a story. When I was in, sixth or seventh grade, and my elementary school was hosting a fair called the Daisy Fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I decided to ask my crush, Natalie Capaccia, to go. But I was too scared. I was too scared to ask. So I called her and left a voicemail. Next day in music class, we were practicing our recorder skills, and she sat behind me. We sat down, and she said...
Did I just start reading mine?
No, let me finish.
Okay.
Did you call my house and ask me to go to the Daisy Fair with you? Yes, I said, nervous and flustered at the openly public response. I felt the room become hotter. Do you want to go, I asked. No, she responded. I turned forward in my chair to face the front of the class. For the next hour, as I sat there playing my recorder, I could feel her and everyone staring at me, judging me, looking down at me as the defeated fool.
Okay. Can I start
thanks
mine?
Thanks for reading my letter on the air.
Okay, dear Ken and Andy.
P.S. Ken, is the Alan Watts
estate... Last week I saw the... Go ahead. You can keep going. Why would you stop?
Still being
Crossing
unruly.
Delancey. Okay, I saw the movie Crossing Delancey on TV. I remembered I had a few vintage cards of... Gus Pickle, I dug one up. Oh, I see. That's the card they sent. Okay.
Here's one.
I see. Because the character in the movie was a pickle vendor. That's right.
Here's one from Pittsburgh.
When my dad used to stop at Gus's.
Simply says, "Go to hell, Andy."
Did you ever see the entire card? Did you ever see that establishment, Ken?
Gus Pickles? No. Where is it?
I'd have to read the letter carefully to know that.
This one's back in '88, I was working Jenkintown, in New York City.
I was a junior draftsman.
From either
giant
Tim.
Room.
I think it's from Tim here.
The only thing that kept me from screaming at my job was from
hello,
boredom.
Ken and Andy.
Was listening to FMU.
How are you?
Hey, Ken. This
just
guy.
A short note.
Ken,
to say,
I have
keep
to interrupt.
Up the good work.
This
radio
guy.
Hijinks.
This guy mentions WFMU in his letter.
Wow. Hey,
that's your station,
hey,
isn't it?
Hey, we got some calls. We said we were going to answer the calls and not talk to them.
Okay. Right? By an FM, by way of FM receiver attached to an antenna hidden under my desk. So he was at work, and he was secretly listening to FMU.
Okay.
For a while, Ken. Hey, Ken, this guy mentions your name.
Cool.
You were on the air
would
Friday
afternoon.
Would
you play the Yardbirds
from 3 to 6?
Over, under, sideways, down, and yell,
I always
I
linger at my desk.
At the part of the song that says, when will it
I
end?
I had the office, the big boss returned from a business trip.
When this...
This is from George, listener number 618, et cetera.
Something thing plays itself out.
A few weeks
out.
Later, there was a major layoff at the firm. I mysteriously did not get cut.
Would you two
anyway, other than being responsible for keeping the best radio station.
Slip and fall lawyers.
Oh, and Andy, thanks for all the great shows and the other stuff. Oh, I love the show. I love him. Okay, thanks very much.
Which one of you is a better dancer? I think Ken might be slightly more funky. It's not. It's
only one way
it's
to find out.
It's impossible to not be funkier than I am.
FM in Rockland County in New York City.
You know how we can find out who's a better dancer?
Better. Just lots of questions here from Tim in Jenkintown,
Pennsylvania. We can have a dance-off at our big animation festival.
Yes. Oh, that would be great.
It is so on.
It could be like we're playing Just Dance.
It sounds like Donkey Kong.
Have you played Just Dance yet?
Is that the video game with the mat on the floor?
It's a Nintendo John McGrovey. Switch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this
one's
is
from John
Bloomfield.
From North Bergen.
Cute little card.
You're listening to 7 Second Delay on WFMU, the home of the hits. Now back to the show.
Go ahead.
That was a caller?
We said we were going to put people on the air and not talk to them, and that's what we got.
That was the best call we've received in months. It was succinct. It was well planned.
Yeah.
It asked nothing of us.
Right. It almost seemed intentional.
Yeah.
It almost seemed practiced.
Yeah. And we could just kick back. If we get more calls like that, our job is a lot easier.
Well, you can't. I mean, it's like the
that
old...
That call did all the heavy lifting.
But it's like the old saying, even a stopped clock tells the right time twice a day.
It's nothing at all like that old saying.
I'm saying if you answer the phone, 8,000 times.
It has nothing. It doesn't apply at all to the stop clock.
You'll get a good call once in a while.
No.
Dear Ken and Andy.
No, the stop clock quote refers to someone who's incompetent.
Right, who's always
wrong.
Who,
in spite of himself, will occasionally score.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Your apology accepted. Dear Ken. Oh, this is to you. Here.
Okay. Dear Ken, how are you? I'm fine. Andy's funny sometimes, but I can't figure out what he does for a living. He's unemployed. Who is this from? Chocolate Glaze. My friend Joe thinks he works at a donut shop, but I think he sells reverse mortgages. Which one of us is right? You're both wrong. He's unemployed. Your friend, John, in North Bergen. P.S. Joe doesn't know how to write. P.P.S. Chocolate Glazed. And...
Here's a postcard.
Andy's not completely unemployed. Hey, congratulations on the Monk movie happening. That's exciting.
Well, that'll keep me off the streets for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That's probably the last paycheck I'll ever see. I should frame it. I'm sure not going to cash it. I'm no fool. My last paycheck?
Well, they probably won't issue you a check. It'll probably be some kind of bank transfer because you're dealing in so much money. Once you get over several $100,000, then they don't write a check anymore.
I asked, and now I regret it, but I asked to be paid in fresh bread.
That was a big mistake.
It is. Yeah. Number one, there's a shelf life. It goes bad.
Right, and it's also, it takes up an incredible amount of space.
At the time they made the offer, I was out of bread. I just panicked.
I don't even know where you're going to put it. You're going to have to rent a storage trailer.
I know. I already did. I have a warehouse already rented in Chatham.
Oh, well. Live and learn.
It's just bad timing.
Yeah.
I was so hungry.
Next time.
Could you pay me in bread? What was I thinking?
Yeah. You got one to read? I got one to read.
Oh, I have a postcard here. Andy, longtime listener. In fact, met you in East Orange in the early 90s. Oh, that guy. I've been meaning to contact you about some possible screenplay ideas. Contact us. Oh, geez.
Do me a favor. Put them back in the original envelopes.
You think I should?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to read them, you know, I want to read them in full. I want to know who they're coming from.
You want to scatter them across your bed tonight, take off all your clothes, and just roll around.
Well, I mean, we don't have time to do them all justice, but I do want to read each and every one.
Oh, you're the best.
We're opening up the Dinner at Andy's mailbag. Thank you to everybody who sent us a card and letter.
Barry from Brooklyn is my next letter. Who's yours from?
CPM in Bloomfield.
I wonder what CPM stands for. Maybe it's the name.
Kathleen PM. Dear Ken and Andy, you see, I'm jumping at the chance to write an old-fashioned letter or note. After years of turning off your show whenever it came on, I listened something last night. Either you guys were on a roll or I finally got the gist of your, and listen to the words he uses here, repartee. Is that what we have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our goal. That's been our goal for so many years.
But I was laughing until tears came. So keep those zingers coming.
We achieved repartee. You're right. It was last week.
Your devoted fan to be. Oh, was that what that was?
At about 6:40.
Oh, God. Yeah. I've never experienced anything like.
I got a little tingle.
That was the strangest sensation.
Now, Barry says, long time, first time, love the show. As per this assignment, I'm submitting this letter. Thank you, Barry. Okay. Oh, and Ken wants it back in the envelope.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Friedman.
This is from Laura in West Virginia, in Fairmont, West Virginia. Wow.
You see, the mail comes from all over, Kenny.
Beautiful.
I wonder if we're going to get letters
God. Dear Ken and Andy.
That arrived late.
Greets from West Virginia, and what a wonderful font. Oh, my gosh. Really great font. I'm a real mail carrier that delivers the mail while listening to 7 Second Delay on my route. I'm one of two carriers that listens to WFMU at my post office, but I'm the only one that donates to the station. That other bum probably won't even write you guys a letter. My whole family loves Rat Race and listens to WFMU, but I'm the only one that donates. My dad and sister listen to 7 Second Delay every week, but don't send a cent. Isn't that sad? I love you guys the most. Loyal listener, Laura Vincent.
Well, it sounds like they're pretty smart, the P.S. dad and sister, because that makes the show free.
And she has a great idea here for you, Andy.
Yeah.
P.S. Andy, you should ask Tony, write this down.
Yeah.
You should ask Tony Shalhoub to be in the new Monk movie. Just an idea.
Well.
Write that down or you're going to forget it.
It would get awkward because the character Monk is not in the movie. Okay. I wrote it very quickly.
Thank you, Laura.
I screwed around for 6 months and then pulled an all-nighter. Dear Ken and Andy, what a great idea for you to read letters. Why isn't this show on video link? Yeah, like, how do we know you're not really reading fake letters? Oh, but we do love you and we do trust you. This is Herb, New York City. Remember when Ken interviewed Andy? It was a terrific show, funny and personal. I do have some questions. Andy, when did you realize you were funny or different? When? I don't know what that means, but I do remember.
When did you realize that you could make people laugh?
I do remember being very, very jealous when Jack Rananowski was voted class clown in first grade.
Okay, there you go.
I remember thinking, why not me?
You were robbed.
I was robbed, and then I'm going to confess something here. I haven't told anyone. I haven't even told Bethany this. About 6 months ago, I Googled him, Jack Rananowski, and he died. So I win.
What did he do before he died? You must have checked.
He was a real name. But I won. I really did Google him. I never forgot that.
Wow.
That is just so petty of me.
Holy
do you have a wiki page? I do. I think I have a Wikipedia page.
You do.
Ken, can you gossip about some of the DJs? He wants to hear some dirt on the DJs.
Dirt on DJs.
I can't think of anything else. Thanks for everything. But then look what he sent me, this $10 gift certificate to 970 Bush. It's a sex academy.
A porno thing.
Dear God, I'm already in trouble. I can't get rid of those ads. when I go to a news website.
No, I know, because it, you know, it copies your browser history.
No,
and then it gives you more of what you've been talking.
Bethy, no, I've been talking to Ken about this.
It gives you more of what you've been browsing.
I'm a good boy. I am. I'm a good boy.
No. I
can't. I just was sending letters.
There's no harm going to a porno site. So if you do, then you're gonna get fed more ads for more porno sites.
You're not helping. No, they're not porno sites. They're worse. They're, hey, let's have an affair site.
Oh, yeah, like Ashley Madison, like sugar daddy sites. Well, like I say, they just feed you more of what you're looking for. So if
I'm a good boy, I am. Yeah. Okay, here's another postcard. Good grief, it's another Wednesday with Ken and Andy from Chris J. I can hear Andy saying rats. I don't quite get it, but it's a Snoopy and the Red Baron postcard.
Oh, well, Snoopy would say rats, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Dear Ken and Andy, this is from Matt in Springfield, Virginia. I'd also like to mention that I enjoyed Andy's performance at the 2011 Marathon Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, and I'm pleased to hear so many replays of it recently. I don't know what he's talking about. It's my hope that he will return to perform at the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia once again. In any event, your show provides a much-beloved dose of failure in the middle of our week, and the fans and I look forward to hearing you both. May you continue to produce such an enjoyable program. Kind regards, Matt.
Would you say it's almost over?
Matt from Springfield.
So that's the end of that one?
Yes.
Can I go now?
Yes.
It's another postcard. Oh, wait, I already read this one. Here's a postcard from New Jersey. It's a gorilla on the front.
Okay.
Gorilla goes from golf to gas. I don't know what the heck it refers to.
Golf to gas.
Wildwood, New Jersey. And this listener asks a very simple question. Maybe you'd like to field this one, Ken.
Okay.
Ever think of doing a good show?
Not in many, many years.
I think about it. It's a consummation devoutly to be wished.
All right. This one's from Dayi Christ in New Hampshire. He sent a bunch of cool little stickers.
Oh, you're That's lucky. Nice. You got stickers.
Yep. Wow. Kind of like mail art here from Dayi Christ.
Uh-huh.
Things inside things. Hi, Ken and Andy. Longtime listener, sometime caller, first-time writer. I hope you are both doing as well as may be expected. I'm in the middle of planning a tour of the UK and France, mostly to visit friends and sing on other continents, and also because I can. My only frustration is that I'll be traveling alone. My first something mate had a conflict. My beau has no funds, and my third option is between jobs. If I ask any more people, I fear I will insult them by having not asked them earlier.
Would you say your letter's half over?
Yeah, it's halfway done. Okay. I don't mind traveling alone.
Should I just start mine so we overlap?
As the fact that now seeing sights and having foolish adventures.
This is from Jimmy in Tennessee.
When you're shy and awkward makes
for first-time mailer.
A less than fun trip.
Can't believe I got through. I love the show.
If
Andy,
you know
go to
one,
hell, needless
any,
to say.
Okay, here's, he's getting to the point now.
Okay.
If you know anyone going to or interested in going with me, let me know. But
okay.
No Nazis, rapists, MAGA hats, jerks.
Can my guy, Jimmy from... I'm sorry, you done? Close to done?
Yeah.
Wrap that up, buddy.
Pretty much done.
Okay. This is from Jimmy in Tennessee, and he says a couple nice things to us, but then he ends with a, I think, a very reassuring little message for you. Ken,
yes.
Do not worry too much about your leaky heart valve.
Okay.
My dad had it for years.
Yeah.
And it's not what killed him.
Right. Yeah, I'm past worrying about that.
Yeah, you've got other things.
That's yesterday's news.
And you've got a long list.
Hiero from West Lafayette, Indiana. Nice pink envelope. It's like Baker Miller pink. Mellows me out.
No one knows what that reference is.
Oh, everybody knows. Very, very cool. Oh, this is from Hieronymus. Hieronymus sent a picture, I guess, of WFMU.
How old is Hieronymus?
I don't know. Based on, I would say maybe 10.
Or it's an adult that suffered an industrial accident.
Hi, Ken and Andy. How are you? I'm good.
My God. I'm not kidding. Look how mine opens.
How are you?
The same opening.
Yeah.
The same thing. Wait, what's your second line? What's your second line?
I'm
yours?
Good.
Oh, my God. Look at mine. I'm not kidding.
I am fine.
It's almost verbatim.
Okay, my third sentence.
Yes, go ahead.
From Hieronymus is.
How do you go? You read. Let's read it at the same time. Okay. I bet we're going to be in perfect sync. Ready? Okay. Go.
We
how do you like this
WFMU
weather we've been
day.
Having lately? Okay, so
fourth
we diverge.
Sentence.
Okay, fourth
my
sentence.
Father
sure, it's been warm, cold, rainy, or snowy
his handwriting
compared
is really
to last
bad.
Year. Have you ever considered dinner with Andy Time Capsule?
I like your show.
What would you put it in?
From Hero.
Sorry for all the questions. Can't believe I got through. Regardless, Ken. Ken is from Hyde Park.
Oh, that's from Ken from Hyde Park.
Okay.
All right.
He had some questions.
So the saddest thing happened today. I wrote a beautiful letter to all of you with, like, some words, beautiful words, everything.
This is fantastic. Where we're just not expected to respond.
And, well, then my dog pooped on it. And it was disgusting. I couldn't write another one because I got so sick that I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Ken.
Bye.
Let's do this every week.
Do you hear
we don't have to. We don't have to interact with them. They're perfectly happy just talking on the air. Ken, our national nightmare is over.
Oh, great. This is great. Another kid drawing.
Okay, this is from Anne Elizabeth R. I'm not going to say the last name. Dear Ken and Andy, thanks for the show. She's a sweetheart. Oh, she's from New York. I'm so glad I don't you don't utilize canned laughter. Well, that would cost a little money.
No, I could do that for
we have an opium den to run. Here's the second stanza of Mortal Infliction by Gregory Corso. Do you know this poem? Ulysses is dead. By now he's dead. And how wise was he who blinded a thing of immortality? Oh, it's another poem I don't understand.
Doesn't ring a bell.
No.
He was one of them beat poets.
It's another.
This is from Emmeline.
Okay.
I think Emmeline from West Lafayette, Indiana. She drew me some pictures. Look at those.
Wait, how do you know they're for
great
you?
Pictures. Well, it says, hi, Ken and Andy.
Well?
I like riding my bike. Oh, my gosh. That's a picture of her riding her bike.
Yeah. You know what? You can
and
have that.
And she's five. Thank you, Emmeline.
You can have it. Where are you going to put that picture?
In my office.
I challenge. You're not putting it up anywhere. I challenge. I'm not going to see that again. Hey, this is from Noel in North Carolina. Oh, look what he did. How did he do this?
What
he wrote it completely upside down, the whole letter. How did he do that? That must take a lot of patience.
You're holding the piece of paper upside down. Reverse it so that the writing is at the top.
I got it. Oh, yeah. No. That's, oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's not quite as impressive. Greetings, comic, Andy and Ken.
I want to know
I get
how
top billing
I'm
going
to know if you're ignoring my mail or it just didn't get there. I really want an answer.
I'm sure you do, honey. Oh, I'm sure you do want an answer. I'll bet that's on the top of your wish list right now, an answer.
It is.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Thanks for calling.
Andy.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Yeah, don't hang up on me.
Yeah, I can't hang up. Ken has all the.
Well, Pam, we're gonna we are gonna hit every letter by in the next 15 minutes.
Hit it literally.
I mean, we're gonna read every letter that we got.
Wait! We're ahead of the game.
Yeah, we're running.
We only have three left.
We're running ahead of schedule, actually.
Oh well, maybe some of these will be long. Wait, Pam, I don't know if we got yours yet. Hold on, now I can look ahead.
Ah, damn it!
Yeah, it looks like we didn't. Yeah, we only have a few left.
But we'll take a minute. We'll take a minute next week, Pam.
Yeah.
If it arrives late.
We will. We'll do the mailbag again next week.
Pam, are we ever going to see you on the East Coast?
Pam, we are going to hit.
Turn the radio up, Pam.
In the next 15 minutes.
Hit it literally.
Yeah, turn that radio up as high as it'll go.
You're ahead of the game.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we only have three left.
Row your boat.
Well, maybe some of these will be long. Wait,
lay down the stream.
Hold on, now I can look at it.
Merrily.
Yeah, we only have a few left, but we'll take a minute. We'll take a minute next week, Pam.
Okay, this is from...
If it arrives late. We will. We'll do the mail.
This is from Noel. I hope,
hope
this correspondence finds y'all. Is Noel from the South? Oh, from North Carolina. There you go.
Turn that radio up.
In good spirits, willing and able to answer boring questions like mine. So Noel has a question. Are you ready, Ken?
I'm ready. Life.
Yeah, we only have a few
Andrew.
Left, but we'll take a minute next week, Pam. Okay, this is if it arrives late. We
will. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you did it, Ken. You made me wish for I could hear Revolution Number 9 again. How did you do that? You made me miss Yoko Ono.
anytime.
Have you ever played Revolution 9 on FMU?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And then how many months elapsed before you asked for money after that? You have to let some time go by, right? So people forget.
I've played Revolution number 20. You know what that is?
It's some outtake from the White Album?
What it is it starts off with the kind of normal version that's on the White Album.
That's the normal version?
Well, no. Okay, yeah. No, that's just Revolution, the version, the version of the song Revolution. And then it evolves into what became number 9. But in total, they did it for 20 minutes.
Who put that together?
It was just something that became available on the web.
No, don't do that. Just because it's on the web doesn't make it good, Ken. There's a lot of things on the web. You don't have to play something.
It was fascinating.
You mean it passed the web audition?
Yeah.
It was vetted and
so you got
and uploaded.
You got a letter to read there.
Okay, here's a question. I would love to know what some of y'all's favorite comedies are. Movies and TV, radio, theater, song, sketches, anything funny.
Jeez.
Thank you very much and have a pleasant evening.
Where do you begin?
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on.
Right. You don't want to say anything?
Comedy?
About some of your comedy heroes?
Just name one and then I'll tell you if it's great.
Well, I know that you and I have talked about Bob and Ray.
Great. Love them.
Yep.
Love them.
I was always, growing up, a gigantic Steve Martin and Andy Kaufman fan.
Heard good things. Haven't actually watched them yet. They're on my list.
Just saw a great Hasan Minhaj stand-up special. This is from Seabright, New Jersey.
Oh, wait, who turned you on to Bob and Ray?
I think my older brother, actually, somehow. He turned me on to
him. Wow, what a gift from an older brother.
Yep.
Okay.
That's true. Dear Ken and Andy.
Here's Jim the Poet.
I recently formed a speculation that the impatient, egocentric, rude, misogynistic Andy Breckman, who we hear every Wednesday at 6, is actually a fictional character that the real Andy Breckman developed early in the history of the show for the purposes of humor. I recall listening to one of the first 7-Second Delay shows 30 years ago. The topic was, what was your favorite toy as a kid? The Andy Breckman whom I recall from that time was sweet, patient, and genuinely interested in the caller's stories.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is the real Andy and the character we now hear every week is actually an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, just say yes.
Is this the case?
Yes, just say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Mark of Seabright.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
He saw right through me. I thought I played him. I thought I had him all fooled.
Somebody sent us $500 bill.
This is Jim the Poet.
Well, thank you, Jim.
I'm really surprised you've never gotten any hate mail over the last 21 years. I guess email makes it so much easier to just shoot a quick message.
On YouTube, I saw a
like you suck.
David Letterman writer's favorite bits video. They did a few of those, and for Mr. Breckman's collection, he mentioned actually wanting to hang around with Jerry Garcia when he showed up. And that seemed so different to the persona he uses for the show that I was kind of pleased.
Well, Jerry Garcia has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or had a lot of money.
Yeah.
It sounded more like he just wanted to hang around.
He had more groupies than he could keep track of.
Yeah. Very good banjo player as well.
That's right. He was also a musician.
Yes.
Shoot a quick message like you suck or whatever, but I don't think you guys suck at all. Usually you guys are really funny. This is Jim the Poet. I remember when Zuby Sales told all his viewers to send him money from their parents' wallets. I included a dollar bill torn in half. If I find the other half, I'll send that. There was a little girl on the show as a co-host a few months ago. You should definitely get her on again because she
Nadia.
Was really funny.
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
And he goes on and on. There's a lot more words.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to really focus to read them out loud.
Can you read them?
I could if I focused on it.
I think we have the time.
Do we?
Yeah. I have one more, and I think there's one more after that.
Okay. I am watching football, thinking about getting some snacks at halftime. Dear God, do I have to read this?
Yeah.
That would be classic. Maybe you could set up a fax machine, too. A fax machine would be great. A fax machine would be great. We could do this live. Can they fax?
Some people still have faxes.
That is a great...
I mean, a lot of
people... Wait, I got to make notes of that.
A lot of people have computer programs that can fax.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going to make notes of that.
We have a copy machine upstairs that still receives faxes.
You do?
Yep.
Can you bring it down here?
No, not easily.
Can somebody run from up and downstairs?
You find the runner. and they can run.
We just need a volunteer that can run up and down three flights of stairs. We can hold auditions next week. Let's hold auditions next week for runners.
No, thanks. This is from Brian in Monona, Wisconsin. Hi, Ken and Andy. Ken, I haven't heard you mention your anger management classes for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you really attend anger management classes? If so, why? What did you learn from the classes? Are you going to do any stand-up comedy in the near future? Andy and I have talked about both doing stand-up again, possibly.
Isn't that enough for them? Isn't that enough for them that we've considered doing it?
And I did not really attend anger management classes. It was more of a summer camp situation. It was anger management sleepaway camp.
Well, when it's ordered by a judge, Ken, it's not technically a camp, Ken. The judge called it a camp as a joke, Ken.
We slept in cabins.
Yeah.
The food was awful.
Yeah.
It seemed very much like a camp.
I'm sure.
There was almost a lake.
Yeah. See, the barbed wire around the perimeter, Ken. That makes it not a camp.
Oh.
Yeah, makes it court mandated.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so this came in a big envelope. It's a photo. This must be for you. It's a photo of a boiler.
Oh my God! It's by Lyman. It came from Lyman. I recognize his art anywhere.
You're Ken and Andy. You're right. I hope this handwritten letter finds you both healthy and happy. Are we healthy and happy, Ken?
Yes.
And Ken, comma, I'm sorry for sending in last October's pledge late. He sent in a pledge late?
Oh, no problem, Lyman. No problem at all.
Okay. Is that why he lost his opium den privileges?
That's part of the reason, but we gave him a 10% off card for the abortion clinic.
I have a VIP pass to the opium den.
Which floor?
I get a special.
On the second floor one or the third floor one?
Second floor one. I get a special meerschaum pipe. I'm enclosing a piece of original art, the boiler prompt from last year's boiler cartoon you featured on your show. Also, a double bubble gum wrapper. It is my favorite gum. I would have sent a real piece of gum, but I wasn't. But I'm sure it was not. I wasn't sure it was kosher with the post office. I love your show. Maybe I'll call in one day if I have anything funny to say.
Thank you, Lyman. Really beautiful picture. Of the
we didn't pace ourselves
of the boiler
perfectly, did we?
No, we didn't.
We had seven minutes left.
That's why I was a little frustrated when you weren't letting me read the letters.
Are there any letters there that you wish you could have finished?
Well, now we have a whole pile.
Yeah. Would an apology be?
Well, I am sorry to anybody who took the time out to write a card or letter if Andy did not allow me.
I thought we had to read
the entire thing. Are we going to read more next week? I mean, if we get this many next week, we certainly can't do all of them.
Well, next week we have a pretty great idea.
Oh, that's right.
Remember my son, Josh, had that idea?
Oh, yeah. So for
The merging call after call after call, daisy chain.
Yeah.
The world record, and I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
The world record for merging calls is going seven generations.
Okay.
Right?
So we
get a call from listener A. He merges us, and now we're talking to listener A and his friend B.
Right.
B merges us with a friend. Now we're listening to A, B, and our new friend C.
And as long as A doesn't hang up.
Or B.
We can still talk to B and C.
Now we're talking to C. This is going to be next week.
Right.
This is genius. And B will call a dear friend of his or hers. D. Now, right?
C calls D, yeah.
And now we're talking to D. So now we're talking to listener A, B, C, and D. They all have to stay on the phone. Their signal has to be strong.
Right. And nobody above them in the chain can hang up.
We should stipulate that you have to have a strong signal.
And we have to go to caller number H.
Okay.
To break the world record.
That's D. So now D introduces us to caller, hold on, A, B. E.
That's so cool that you've been studying.
Well, I knew all the letters. I wasn't sure of the sequence. And that would be five. Now we're talking to A, B, C, and our new friend D, and our new friend E.
Dinner at Andy's.
And then
two fellas sitting in the breeze.
And then E would introduce us to merge us with.
just get sleep.
Listener F, right?
Call in and tell Andy it's
you think we have to go to H?
Well, that would be the eighth letter.
You think we can go eight generations?
Well, we want to break the world record, don't we?
It's like playing audio. It'll be like audio Jenga.
Yeah.
It'll be very, very scary, very suspenseful. Now, my idea was that each person along the daisy chain is asked to call their most attractive friend.
Oh.
So our callers will get progressively more attractive. And by the end of the show, we're talking to
the most
a real babe.
Yeah, the most attractive people in the world.
As you would refer to them, a dime.
A dime?
Yeah, that's a beautiful girl.
A ten.
Yeah.
When is that from?
1930.
Good Lord.
1937.
Yeah. Oh, Turn on a Dime?
No, not Turn on a Dime. That's a whole different.
Where does Turn on a Dime come from?
Turn on a Dime is making a very sudden, sharp turn.
Yeah.
You're right. Both sayings have the word dime in it. You're right, Ken. But they're still very different.
Yeah, they don't mean the same thing at all.
Can I go home now?
My wife's making chicken pot pie. The Andy Mason.
Hey, wait, let's do it. Pick a date. I have my calendar.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
So we're really going to do it.
Yeah, but we have to, let's figure it out between the two of us. I don't have my calendar with me. And
February 4th.
February 4th. What day of the week is that?
I have no idea. 2 p.m. 2:15.
Oh, we're going to do a viewing party 2:15 in the afternoon.
I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, on a random day of the week.
Jeff, what a fuddy-duddy. You have to know the day of the week. Hold on.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Oh, February 4th happens to be a Saturday.
Oh.
But yeah, but it's coming up too quick.
Online at WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thank you to John Dogg for the theme song.
And thanks to our 41 letter writers.
Yeah. It was just such a thrill to get so much mail. And I am going to go back.
It felt really old school.
And read every word of every letter that came in. And again, I apologize profusely to you.
Ken will be calling every letter writer and asking for money by the end of the week.
I will not be doing that.
Why else would you want to keep those letters? Seriously.
I got to tell you, man, that this...
Boy, dollar signs in Ken's eyes, if you guys were here.
This Ukrainian postage stamp is so cool because it's so grisly. It's a Ukrainian soldier staring out at the Black Sea.
But wait, was it designed like within the year?
I don't know. It says Russian warship done.
Since the invasion?
And you don't see a ship because the ship has already sunk. He's already sunk the ship.
Well, they did sink a high-profile Russian ship about a year ago, remember?
Yeah,
about
11 months ago? Right after the beginning of the war. Yeah.
So, oh, my God. So maybe that's what this is celebrating.
Yep, it is.
Holy moly.
The great sinking. The great ship
Holy,
sinking.
This is a great stamp.
I know. I'm telling you.
Okay, I got to bring this home to show Bethy.
All right, stay tuned for Matt Fivash and Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Ride away, whip. Call me the devil, man.